So this summer, a big thing happened at our Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations annual General Assembly. Delegates of our far-flung congregations had our final vote on whether or not to change Article 2 of our bylaws. Does that sound boring? Right? Sounds like really boring and dry. But this is the piece of our bylaws that is our covenant, the piece so many of us have been pointing to for decades as the explanation of what defines us as Unitarian Universalists. This piece of our bylaws has been organized as principles and sources. Seven principles, does that sound familiar to anyone? Right? But after this summer, after this big historic vote, it is now organized in the form of six values with love at the center. Six values with love at the center. I have to admit, when I first heard about this proposed change, I had a lot of feelings. I had to make a lot of art about it. Does anyone else do that when you've got like big feelings about a thing? I had to make a lot of art about it. But at this point, I am really excited about this change. Because we are a religious tradition that believes we have to keep evolving, keep transforming. It's actually written into the bylaws that we have to go back and keep changing the bylaws. Because we are a tradition that centers love. Love we do indeed live out as justice, equity, transformation, pluralism, interdependence, and generosity. Because I can actually remember six values that spell out JetPig. And I could never remember what exactly our seven principles and six sources were. They were actually written to be hard to memorize. And in my whole life, I've met one person who had them memorized. And he was a teenager who learned them at heart as a joke because his father was a minister who didn't know them. Right? Ultimate PK move, preacher's kid move, right? I am really excited. This year, we're doing theme-based ministry, and each month we're going to be focusing on one of these values as a way of centering our lifespan learning and worship and conversation. I think they are a great articulation of our present-day Unitarian Universalist theology, a theology that is a conversation that is less about our personal belief than about what we can do together. That is about centering a love we carry with us wherever we go, that fuels us in all we do. Unitarian Universalism is a religion focused on love, is an explanation also that I'm excited for because it's one I had already been using. Especially, I served as an interfaith chaplain for a bit, and this was the best way I found when I went into a room and someone was like, "So, what religion are you?" And then I said the Unitarian Universalist, and they would go, "What?" And especially when it was evangelical Christians, I would say, "Oh, it's a tradition centered on love." And they would be like, "Oh, all right, chaplain, all right, you can come in and talk to me." Right? And I know others have been using that explanation for a while. The folks who crafted these values and then edited them and then edited them and then edited them again, the holy work of editing, that we have been engaged in. What they were doing is articulating our shared understanding of our faith, making it more transparent, writing it down in a new way, reflecting back to us what we were already saying and doing and believing and living into as a tradition. And I love that. I love that because this love we center is not about romance, right? But it is about relationship. As Nancy MacDonald Ladd points out, love is an inherently relational enterprise. It does not require individual retrenchment into a place of defensiveness and self-protection. It does not care what you believe. Love cares how we can generate life, giving hope in concert with those around us. And bell hooks, right, who's always the person we go to when we want to talk about love, reminds us that love is no tame thing. The practice of love, she wrote, offers no place of safety. We risk loss, hurt, pain. We risk being acted on by forces outside our control. We practice love even though this is risky. This is something I always talk about when I share the story of my home congregation, which was targeted in hate crime because of our work for progressive causes and especially LGBTQ rights. I'm from East Tennessee, the Buckle in the Bible Belt, and the work my church was doing growing up was risky work, and we did indeed get targeted for it. And my church chose, after one particularly horrific hate act in the summer of 2008, the first thing they did is they put up a huge new banner declaring even more clearly, love is the spirit of this church. Right? Love at the center is not something new to us. These new values, this new declaration that we Unitarian Universalists are centering on love, this is an expression of a conversation, of action we were already doing, already having, questions that we were already asking each other. We have our Side of Love campaign, which launched the summer after TVUC put up that banner. This Side with Love campaign, which asks us to keep looking for which side love is on, that asks us to notice when love calls us to be on a side. We offer our whole lives as one of our central ministries, which asks us to consider how we can love each other into healthier personal lives and better understandings. We sing about love. Many of our personal favorite readings and statements about covenant center love. Our prayers speak to the spirit of life and love. We have long been on the perilous path of listening to and being guided and fueled by love. Now we have six new ways to organize how we think about what love is asking of us. I am so excited to continue exploring and living into these values with you.